from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys? Good morning.
Doing all right.
We're holding up. We're doing okay. Very curious. We watched with bated breath all the information on Justin Steele, and I'm just curious. The plan is for him to play long toss today. Is that it?
Well, I think the number one thing with Justin, we just wanted to see how he wakes up, how he feels. You know, obviously, like, he was pretty stiff, I think, yesterday, just from the MRI portion of it. It's never in good, like, comfortable positions that anybody's ever gotten an MRI, or especially one on your arm or your forearm that kind of puts you in some weird position. So definitely wanted to see how he presented today, how he plays catch. You know, I think we have a plan of kind of how we'd like Justin to progress over the next, you know, 3 to 4 days. But again, a lot of it's just still going to be managing some symptoms. It was very, very encouraging to get the news that we got yesterday. There wasn't really anything, you know, structurally, you know, wrong. Probably more just like some tendonitis, some stiffness in there that just needs to kind of work itself out. So, you know, we should know more today, like you said, after we play catch and get kind of a better read on where it is.
Tommy, as encouraging as the news was yesterday, over the next 3 or 4 days, as you get more information, how will that be weighed against or compared to where you are in the standings relative to the wild card race, and what consideration will be placed on possibly not bringing him back or rushing him back if you guys are further out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think number one, we got to do what's best for Justin. I think, obviously we want him as part of our push here, and whether it's, you know, we push his start back, you know, 4 to 5 days, or it is a potential minimum IL stint, like all those things are going to be things we consider. And still, you know, with the vision of hoping that he can still make, you know, like 3 or 4 starts as this season winds down. And obviously we're, you know, we have every intent, and our focus is on winning every game we can over the next, you know, 3 weeks to put us in a good position to make that final push that last, you know, 10 days of the season. So there are a lot of things up in the air. There's a lot of balls up in the air, but I think we're trying to take this day to day right now. And obviously if things change and we get closer to, you know, that last week of the season, we'll obviously adjust from there.
Tommy, we've talked about some of the bullpen problems that you've had and some of the difficulty over the course of the year in kind of closing games. The last two games, you ran afoul of a little issue, right? Lopez had been pitching so well, and then he gets hit, and then Tyson Miller yesterday. It's just unfortunate, I suppose, that happens on days that you're not really getting enough run support.
Yeah, those are the days. I mean, the offense has been so just outstanding over the last 2 weeks and has really been carrying our team. And, you know, as a pitching group, you feel that momentum. And there's definitely that little bit of, you know, you can tell when the offense is grinding a little bit, you can tell when it's going to be a pitcher's duel, and you just got to make pitches. And again, not try to do too much in those situations. I think the Lopez one, like he had been so good for us, and he has and will be so good for us in those big moments. He gave up a bloop single. He gave up a swinging, what we call a swinging bunt, those infield singles that kind of are off the end of the bat. And then it's a blast, a three-run homer right after it. You know, it happened so fast that it took really only one pitch. You know, it's like you look at the result right. of him giving up three runs, but it was two really good pitches that guys just happened to find holes on, and he makes one mistake and he pays for it, you know, and then he throws the sinker in the McCutcheon, you know, 1-1. It was a ball in off the plate, and McCutcheon, just a good hitter, took his hands inside to the ball and hit it for the second homer. So, you know, it's like if he does that same thing again tonight or tomorrow, he's probably going to have success. Just one of those nights where the other team beat you. And that's the important part to remember. There's going to be games where you feel like you beat yourself. Like last night, like Tyson threw a 1-2 fastball right down the middle, walked the hitter, and then gave up a homer. You know, those, you kind of put yourself into traffic and they made you pay versus executing pitches. Hitters are good too, and they're working on executing what they're trying to do, and sometimes that happens.
Tommy, as a close personal friend of Travis Kelce, what role did you play, if any, in the Taylor Swift Lucky Candle?
You know, there are just these patterns to winning teams, you know, I feel like. And for some reason, the name Taylor Swift being associated with Taylor Swift has turned out to be a good luck for some people. So it was pretty funny. We rolled through that first candle, and we were like, okay, we need another candle. So they did like kind of a ceremonial passing of the torch from one to the other. And, you know, now we got to get this one locked in.
It's time for another candle.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know if you saw the NFL had a hype video, like they're promoting the start of their season. And like Joe Burrow, not shown once, very few of the big stars shown. Taylor, 5 times. She had 5 appearances in the hype video.
And star power.
That's hysterical.
It's amazing. And it shows you just how, like, I've talked about this before, just being a father of an 11-year-old daughter. You know, it's football fans in Kansas City are completely different now than they were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, we'll get back to baseball in a second, but how are you doing with the Chiefs and the Ravens starting tomorrow night? Opening the NFL season is going to be right here on the Score, by the way. Are you ready for this Chiefs season? Are you predicting a three-peat?
I mean, we have to be pumped for the opportunity for the three-peat. We have an off day tomorrow, so it's great way to start the football season. You know, don't love we're playing the Ravens right out of the gate, though. I mean, with them adding Derrick Henry and with that offense, they've always caused some trouble. And it's gonna be, but it's gonna be a fun game. It's gonna be a fun way to start the season. Looking forward to it, obviously. And yeah, it should be an exciting season.
Well, back to baseball. I'm curious. I was just going through the Twitter feed yesterday, and they showed Shota Imanaga showing up yesterday wearing a Walter Payton jersey. And I thought to myself, like, wow, if ever a guy was kind of adapting to his newfound hometown, it's got to be Shota. I mean, just seems like a great dude. And then embracing kind of the local stuff too. It must be a ton of fun to deal with that guy. He just seems like a special guy.
He is. I mean, he is. He's everything that comes as advertised. The things that you see and the stories you hear and the way he treats people and talks to people. I mean, he's the real deal. And it was funny when we did the football jersey trip. You know, he was like kind of asking around, like, okay, what jersey should I get? Who should I wear? And he's asking all the players. And it's so funny. Like, he was like, he knew he wanted to be a Bears jersey. And he had no idea who Walter Payton was. And everybody was telling him to be Walter Payton. And he started doing some research and, you know, digging on who Walter Payton was. He wasn't going to make that choice lightly. And then he kind of, you know, got to know him and the career he had and all that stuff. And so, yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm Walter Payton. I'm Walter Payton. I'm going to wear Walter Payton. You know? So he was it was pretty cool. It was fun to see him kind of, like, go to his teammates to kind of help him make that decision, too. It was awesome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Another guy easy to respect is Kyle Hendricks. He was essentially demoted, or at least the conversation surrounding him after his last start before last night, Tommy, as you know, was he was going to come out of the bullpen, and then the Justin Steele injury happens, and Kyle steps in last night, goes five innings, two runs. Solid performance. His state of mind doesn't change. He seems to take the same approach. How would you describe the last week that Kyle Hendricks has endured from the last start in Pittsburgh where he got knocked around pretty good to last night where he was pretty consistent?
Yeah, I mean, it's the definition of Kyle Hendricks. You know, that week would have affected probably most of us a lot differently than it does Kyle. He's the same guy every day. He knows what he needs to do. He doesn't try to do more than that. He learns from his mistakes and he makes quick adjustments. And look, like, you know, he knew the game in Pittsburgh wasn't his best. Didn't go the way he wanted to. We kind of had schemes on the ropes early, and he, you know, felt like he let him back in the game. And last night, you know, he just took the approach of like, I'm not going to try to do more. I'm going to be me. I'm going to execute my pitches, and I'm going to give the team a chance to win. And he did that. You know, he gave us five solid innings, two runs, and really it was just that one inning where he had a lot of traffic. But that's just Kyle. You know, he's not affected by a lot of things. There's a lot of noise, a lot of moving back and forth between pen, rotation, and he'll do whatever we need to win ball games right now. That's what you love about a guy like Kyle and the leader that he is.
I'm curious, when you see Skeens, you've seen him a couple of times. I mean, as a pitching coach, do you look at a guy like that and think, my God, the things I could do with that guy? Or do you think, like, damn it, we don't want to face him?
No, I mean, I think we all see the talent. You see stuff, the raw stuff that comes out of him. You understand why he was, you know, 1-1 overall for a reason. Like, when you have that kind of stuff and the physicality and the delivery and everything about it, you definitely see that. And I think I look at it this way. It's like, yeah, it's tough that we don't have him. He's not on our team, but I think it's great for baseball. I think it's because we talk so much about having good young hitters. You see, like, Jackson Merrill doing what he's doing, PCA's kind of coming into his home. Those are exciting young players, and you can have that on the pitching side. You know, I think the hitting side, you get to see it a little bit more often because they're playing every day, and PCA's hitting inside the park homers and making great plays in the outfield, and it's so exciting. And then you see a guy like Paul Skeens, and you know, it's great for baseball. It's great for baseball. It's fun. You want to see some of the best of the best. You want to go up against those guys. And yeah, it'll be fun. Obviously, we'll see him a bunch over the years. And you hope a guy like that stays healthy and has success, you can see him for a long time.
So I thought Craig Council put it well yesterday when he was on the radio station talking about Jorge Lopez. He's not only been good for the Cubs, he's been great. And up until the other night, his ERA was below one, I believe. Every time you went to him, it seemed like he delivered. So when he has a struggle and a game like he did, when he blows the lead as he did, what's that conversation like afterward? What do you say to him? Do you leave him alone, Tommy? Do you talk to him about what went wrong? I know he's been kind of nursing an injury as well. How did that conversation go after that collapse?
Yeah, I mean, I feel you give him some love. You let him know that, you know, hey, we'll follow up on the game, on the outing the next day. You know, I don't like to linger on stuff right away after games like that. I think you let the emotions calm down. You let some of that stuff kind of calm down, and then you kind of revisit it the next day. And the biggest thing for Jorge is, you know, when he's right and he's healthy and feeling great, it's just about getting him back out there. It's like, okay, here's what we could have done differently. Here's some things that we felt like we did well, just didn't go our way. And now you go back out there and do it again. And, you know, this time of year, especially with a lot of these guys who've been throwing most of the season, you just, everybody's banged up a little bit. So you're trying to navigate, you know, getting them in there in good situations and high leverage situations, but also not wearing them out to the fact that they're not recovering. They're nursing, like you said, like some nagging injuries. And so you're trying to balance that. You're trying to balance all that. But he's been such a pro. He's done it before. Like, good high leverage relievers are going to give up runs in big moments. It's going to happen. That's why you put them in those situations. But the best ones are the ones that can take that, come back the next day and go compete and help the team win.
You guys have, you've really been on a roll. I mean, you've had a lot of success, a great road trip, and now you come home, and I'm just curious, when like kind of the winning portion, you know, like you've lost two games, does that impact anybody? Do you understand? You play so many games and you know that you've got to maintain the same level. Does it change when you're in a playoff race?
Yeah, I mean, I think you feel it. I think, you know, we've earned the right to feel it. I think, you know, going on that road trip and going 8-1 and putting us in a good position, like we knew we had a hill to climb. And we can't lose sight of what we did the last 10 days because we lost two games. You know, I think we know what we need to do, and it's just about winning the next day, finding a way to win, finding a way to compete. That's what we did on that road trip. It was like, all right, we won one, now let's win two. We won two, now let's win three. You know, let's win the series. And so it's very important in these moments. Like, you lose two games like that, you feel like, okay, the two losses feel heavy, way heavier than the eight wins did. And that's a tough place to be. So, just getting back to what we do well as a group, focusing on that, executing today, win today, and then get ready for the big series this weekend.
Christian Bethencourt has been unbelievable at the plate as a spot starter at catcher. And I just wonder, I also saw him referred to one of the Cubs, I think, infielders say he is the strongest arm they'd ever seen throwing the ball down to second base. How is his arm relative to others you have seen, Tommy? And how would you describe Bethencourt's kind of sudden emergence? It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it is an absolute cannon. There's a reason why teams have tried him on the, you know, on the mound as a pitcher in his career. It's electric. It's the way it just, like, the ball jumps out of his hand. It's clean. He's fun to watch throw because a lot of catchers, you look at pop times and you see you want guys to have a quick release. Bethencourt's got a good enough arm. His, it almost looks like he's winding up and just firing it to home plate. You know, it's kind of a smoother delivery when he's throwing to second base, but it absolutely shoots out of his hand. And it's one of the best that I've ever been around. The way he throws, it's methodical, it's smooth, and that's just kind of his personality too. He's just a very calm, smooth guy, and then, you know, when it's a big moment, he steps up. It's been really fun. It's been a lot of fun to have around. It's been great for some of these young pitchers, just kind of giving them that calm and that confidence when they're out there competing. Just a really good tandem with Amaya right now.
You guys have done a good job with being able to get veteran catchers off the market and having them fit in. It seems like Amaya is evening out that position a little. You know, the fact that he's been hitting more is huge just for the future of the team. Where are you at when you deal with these guys? Is it working out pretty well?
Yeah. I mean, I think it starts with the foundation of having, you know, Amaya, you know, be with this group all year. Just, again, another guy who is very calm. He understands game calling. He dives into the game calling. He knows what our pitcher's strengths are. And just guys that are willing to form those relationships with the pitchers goes such a long way. And they ask the right questions. They're not afraid to go out on the limb and say, like, hey, I feel like we have something here. I relate it to, like, the quarterback in football, who the coach is calling plays and they're putting these schemes in play, and the quarterback goes out there for two series, like, hey, they're going too high safety. I think we have this play. I think we could do this. You know, like, our catchers are very aware and in tune, like, hey, this is what we want to do, but this is what I'm seeing. This is, I feel like, the approach they're taking. And to be able to have those conversations in-game, talk through that with the pitchers, talk through that with how we want to attack hitters, it's been really fun to be a part of, and those guys do a fantastic job.
All right, the Yankees are coming to town. Who do you pitch around? Soto, Judge, none of the above, all of the above?
Well, I know the seasons that Soto and Judge are having, it's, you know, when you're going through data and you're looking at video and watching the bats, they've had just fantastic years. I think, you know, for us though, we have to go at them. You know, we have to go at these guys. We have to show them that we're, you know, they're big boys in that lineup. But you can't be afraid. You can't pitch scared. Now, you obviously want to be able to navigate situations and understanding, you know, when Judge is up or some of these big guys are up in big moments, like making sure that you understand the totality of the situation you're in. But again, you got to be aggressive and attack these guys. They're, you know, having great years, but they're still hitting, you know, they're still getting out 70% of the time. So taking advantage of that and staying on the attack, I think it's going to be key against two tough series coming in a row after this one.
Great stuff, Tommy. Really appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Tommy.
Of course. Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.